from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful Thursday. We are talking about the Kansas City Royals. This is what we're talking about. If you guys want to chime in, you can do so, 913-586-7610. I believe that there is only really one major question surrounding the Royals the rest of the season. The Royals this season are 12-1 when they play the Chicago White Sox. They are 48-48 in their other games this season. Now, I am not asking the Royals to apologize for that. The game is the game. That is no different than the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota is 9-1 against Chicago. They are 50-47 against the other teams in Major League Baseball. So it is what it is. The Royals' part of playing the White Sox is over the remainder of the season. And if you look at their schedule, they don't really have, I would say, many breaks. They are, for the most part, done with a lot of the bad teams that they play in Major League Baseball. Now, they don't have, I would say, a murderer's row, but there is, I would say, one tough part of their schedule. They have a stretch where they play Philadelphia, a 4-game set against Cleveland, a 4-game set against Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota, and the Yankees. I would say that that is a relatively difficult part of your schedule. But in terms of like gimme series, they only have two left the rest of the way. They play the Angels for 3 games in August. They should win that home series against the Angels. That is a bad team. They also have San Francisco at the end of the year. They're okay. I don't think they're that good. Washington is a bad team. So in terms of the gimme series or the ones that you feel like you absolutely have to win, I think you are running out of there with those games. So to me now, the question from the Royals is, are they going to be able to hold on? Rob, you and I did the math. There have been 12 wildcard teams over the last couple of seasons. So since they have changed the rules, since they have expanded the wildcard, where 3 wildcard teams are in each league, they have expanded it. There have been 12 of those teams. You need to win an average of 90 games to make the postseason. Now, there have been a couple of teams that have made it with less than that. Not many that have made it with significantly less than that. If the Royals win 24 games down the stretch, they are not making the postseason. That is just not what history says, especially when you have a couple of teams that are right there nipping on your heels. They are probably going to have to win, I would say, at a minimum 88 games to think if you're making the postseason. If you get to 90, you should be safe. You are not missing the playoffs if seven teams – you are not missing the playoffs as a 90-win baseball team in the American League. So 90, I would say, puts you in the safe category. You are not worried. You don't need to look at the scoreboard. You don't need to worry about what anybody else is doing if you win 30 of your next 53 games. Every loss that the Royals have less than that 30, so 29, 28, 20, it opens you up to the possibility of missing the playoffs. That is what the math is telling me. Rob, if you got a different conclusion than the math, I certainly want to hear it. And I want to take you guys' phone calls, 913-586-7610. But that is the way that I see it. I am only looking at this lens through their ability to make the postseason. How do they finish this thing? They have gotten 80% of the way. They have 53 games left in this season. They are two games up in the wild card. How do you finish this thing? How do you close this thing out? How do we get October baseball in Kansas City? If they win 30 of their next 53 games, they will make the postseason.
I agree 100%. Now, listen, I agree with you as well. If you win, if you go 25 and 28, you're probably not making the playoffs, but 85 wins can. It has before in the three wild card era. It's not impossible that it happens again. 26 improves your chances, 27, 20, whatever the numbers. 30 is the one you feel like it's a lock. And if they go 30 and 23 and don't make the playoffs, then you kind of got to tip your cap to the 100%. Red Sox or what's the saying? Other teams get paid too. Like, that happens. But if you go 25 and 28 and you miss the playoffs because you have 85 wins, that's on you down the stretch. That's not tipping your cap. So 90 feels like you're safe. 90 feels like you're locked. And then from there, you're in the dance. Let's see what happens. But get to 90 and you're feeling like you're in a really good spot. And they've played 55% win ball all year. Just do what you've done and you feel like you have a chance. I know there's no more White Sox on the schedule, but there are still bad baseball teams on the schedule. No team's as bad as the White Sox. Like, they might be worse than that 0-3 Tigers team. Like, someone did the math. They're on pace for 40 wins this year. Honest to God, that's an astonishing number considering they play 162 baseball games. But there are still winnable bad games on the schedule. You just got to take care of business and win those series. You mentioned the Nationals. You mentioned the Giants. The Tigers starting here in about 90 minutes are also one of those series.
Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7610. We're talking Royals baseball for the rest of the show. Actually, talk a little bit of Chiefs here, but we're going to talk a majority of Royals the rest of the way here. Let's go to the phone lines. Dave, you called into the show. Hey, Dave, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, sir. First time caller. I just think that's two different arguments or two different conversations. To say that they finished 30 games better than they finished the season last year, that has got to be something to be lauded and approved and happy about. Now, if they don't make the postseason, that's a disappointment. But I think those are two separate things. If they don't make the postseason and they finish 30 games over, then and you're not happy about that. That would seem to suggest to me that you would feel like they should have mortgaged the future to get in this year. And I don't think that's what you think.
No, I don't think that, Dave, but it sounds like you and I agree. So if we are looking at this thing big picture, I would 100% agree with you. Let's say that this team misses the postseason and they win 86 games. It is hard at the end of the year to call that a disappointment based on what we thought. But I do think that we have to change our expectations now that we have got here. I mean, we are heading into the final stretch of the season. They have less than 60 games left. They would make the postseason. Their run differential is better than Minnesota's, better than Boston's, better than Seattle. You could argue that the Royals are the fourth best team in the American League. All I'm saying is I just want to see this team close it out then.
I agree, but let's just remember they're only 500 against teams not named the Chicago White Sox.
No, Dave, you're 100% right, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot for calling in. I agree with you. That's kind of why we're having this conversation. It is really simple now at this point. If the Royals play better than 500 baseball the rest of the way, they will make the postseason. That simple. I don't care how you do it. You have made the trades, we believe, to help shore up the back end of your bullpen, and that was your biggest weakness that you had. Your biggest weakness was not going out to get a bat. Your biggest weakness was uncertainty in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. We believe the Royals have tried to fix that problem. Now, we're only going to have to see the results to see if that actually happened or not, but the Royals went out there and made a trade. The Royals have the hottest player right now in baseball, and everything is right there in front of them. So I'm with you. The Royals are 500 against every team that is not the White Sox. If they play like that down the stretch, then they're not making it. Then we'll just look back like, oh, it was a fun run. That's how we'll look back at it. This is the difference of you being the 2013 Royals, or I would say being a Royals team that we've never seen before. I have only seen the Royals win the World Series. They've never just regular made the playoffs. There's a value in that. We were making the analogy early in the season, Rob, you and I, about being the Miami Dolphins, that it's okay to be the Dolphins. Like, we see these teams in the NFL. You guys cheered for the football version of that your entire life until Patrick Mahomes got here. You guys seem to really enjoy it at times. Hey, this team is really good. It's fun to go out to the games. They make the playoffs. Maybe I get my heart broken, but there's a value of being competitive week in, week out, year in, year out. We've never seen the Royals really be in this position where, hey, it is a legitimate fight over the course of the next 2 months on whether or not you're going to make the postseason. I don't think the Royals are winning the World Series. I imagine you don't think they're winning the World Series either. But I would love they made the playoffs. Maybe they win the wild card series and lose in the ALDS. I don't know what that looks like as a Royals fan. At least you got to be 50-something years old to know what that looks like for the Royals. Every time I've seen them make the postseason, they've won the World Series. That is not the case for everybody. What if you just make the playoffs and lose in the first round? That sounds kind of fun. I'd at least like to try and see what it's like.
I mean, the Royals have been the epitome of feast or famine for me and you's entire life, Carrington. Life. Like, they went to the World Series twice. Those are the two postseason runs. Other than that, we have seen some of the worst baseball in the history of baseball. Like, there was a time, it was around this time last year, we would have Vern on for his Friday appearance, and he would lay out, hey, they need to do X, Y, and Z to avoid being historically bad. That was a year ago. They can just regular make the playoffs. They can go to the wild card, and hey, you lose a spicy three-game set in the wild card in the first round to the Yankees, and then next year, Royals fever on opening day is at a higher volume. That's allowed to happen. That's how you sustain winning. You don't just playoffs, World Series loss, playoff, World Series win, disappear from the zeitgeist for 10 years. It can be wild card, divisional round, championship round, World Series, over a 4 or 5 year stretch. Sustained winning is allowed, and it would be nice to see in Kansas City.
It absolutely would be great to see in Kansas City. So that's where I am. You guys can disagree. 913-586-7610. I'm more than happy to have that conversation. Just more than happy to do it. The math to me seems very simple based on how the wild card has worked. Now, it is a limited sample size. We are talking about 12 teams. So a very limited sample. Sometimes when we do the sample size argument, it's like 50, 60 teams that have been in this situation. There have been 12. The numbers say you need to win 90 games to make the postseason. They have 60 right now. You can do the math. They need to go 30 and 23 down the stretch. If they do that, I am 100% certain that they are going to make the postseason. Now, if they win 28 games out of these 53, is that enough to make the postseason? Maybe. Probably. The math to me is clearly there for what this team needs to do, and the schedule is right there in front of them. Every team that they need to play is on the schedule over the course of the next 53 games. You need to play Cleveland. If you want to win this division, you need to beat Cleveland. They're on the schedule. Minnesota is on the schedule. The Yankees, who are ahead of you in the wild card picture. Boston, who is directly behind you. If you had to make a list of the teams that you think are going to make the postseason in the American League, the Royals play almost every single one of them over the course of the next 8 weeks or so. Now it's come very, it is now a pass or fail to me. Can you take care of business down the stretch? We are handing things off to Vern at 4:30. We'll take your phone calls on the other side. Keep it right here, so drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.